steps towards him. "Have you any idea, father?" he began, employing that thin, razor-edged voice that accountants use to preface something unexpected and very expensive, "what calculus is?" "You tell me," said Pataclusp, sagging onto a stool. "It's what I've had to invent to deal with the wages bill, father," said another 2A. "I thought that was algebra," said Pataclusp. "We passed algebra last week," said a third 2A. "It's calculus now. I've had to loop myself another 4 times to work on it, and there's 3 of me working on," he glanced at his brothers, "quantum accountancy." "What's that for?" said his father wearily. "Next week," the leading accountant glared at the top slab, "for example," he said, "you know Retour, the fresco painter?" "What about him?" "He, that is, they, have put in a bill for 2 years' work." "Oh, they say they did it on Tuesday, on account of how time is fractal in nature," they said.
"They said that," said Pataclusp.
"It's amazing what they pick up," said one of the accountants, glaring at the paracosmic architects. Pataclusp hesitated.
"How many of them are there?"
"How should we know? We know there were 53. Then he went critical. We've certainly seen him round a lot." 2 of the 2As sat back and steepled their fingers, always a bad sign in anyone having anything to do with money. "The problem is," one of them continued, "that after the initial enthusiasm, a lot of the workers looped themselves unofficially so that they could stay at home and send themselves out to work."
"But that's ridiculous," Pataclusp protested weakly. "They're not different people, they're just doing it to themselves."
"That's never stopped anyone, father," said 2A. "How many men have stopped drinking themselves stupid at the age of 20 to save a stranger dying of liver failure at 40?
There was silence while they tried to work this one out.
"A stranger?" said Pataclusp uncertainly. "I mean himself when older," snapped 2A. "That was philosophy," he added.
"One of the masons beat himself up yesterday," said one of the 2Bs gloomily. "He was fighting with himself over his wife. Now he's going mad because he doesn't know whether it's an earlier version of him or someone he hasn't been yet. He's afraid he's going to creep up on him. There's worse than that too, Dad. We're paying 40,000 people and we're only employing 2,000.
"It's going to bankrupt us. That's what you're going to say," said Pataclusp. "I know. It's all my fault. I just wanted something to hand on to you, you know. I didn't expect all this. It seemed too easy to start with."
One of the 2As cleared his throat.
"It's, not quite as bad as all that," he said quietly.
"What do you mean?" The accountant laid a dozen copper coins on the table.
"Well, he said, "you see, it occurred to me, since there's all this movement in time, that it's not just people who can be looped. And, look, you see these coins?"
One coin vanished.
"They're all the same coin, aren't they?" said one of his brothers.
"Well, yes," said the 2A, very embarrassed, because interfering with the divine flow of money was alien to his personal religion.
"The same coin at 5-minute intervals."
"And you're using this trick to pay the men?" said Pataclusp dully.
"It's not a trick. I gave them the money," said 2A primly. "What happens to it afterwards isn't my responsibility, is it?"
"I don't like any of this," said his father.
"Don't worry. It all evens out in the end," said one of the 2As. "Everyone gets what's coming to them."
"Yes, that's what I'm afraid of," said Pataclusp.
It's just a way of letting your money work for you," said another son. It's probably quantum.
"Oh, good," said Pataclusp weakly.
"We'll get the block on tonight. Don't worry," said one of the 2Bs. "After it's flared the power off, we can all settle down."
"I told the king we'd do it tomorrow."
The Pataclusp 2Bs went pale in unison. Despite the heat, it suddenly seemed a lot colder in the tent.
"Tonight, father," said one of them.
"Surely you mean tonight?"
"Tomorrow," said Pataclusp firmly. "I've arranged an awning and people throwing lotus blossom. There's going to be a band, tocsins and trumpets and tinkling cymbals and speeches and a meat tea afterwards. That's the way we've always done it. Attracts new customers. They like to have a look around."
Father, you've seen the way it soaks up. You've seen the frost.